when Cody made that list, you know, on Twitter, he kind of, like, set the wrestling world afire. A lot of people were like, there's no way this guy is going to, like, be able to be a star in the indies. And he's completely redefined what it means to be an indie performer. So how does it feel to have somebody like that to not only come in and wrestle in your promotion, but also, like, you know, to speak to your guys and kind of, like, let them know that the indies are alive and thriving?
Oh, I personally talked to him the first day we had him last year. I actually, I was the guy responsible for driving him back to his hotel. So I got to really pick his brain. And, he really embraces the independent lifestyle where it's more like an underground brotherhood, rather than some mainstream, like, and this is not a knock on WWE. They've obviously mastered everything they've done, but like, you know, at the same time, it's a different flavor, it's a different brand. So when he came in, and he talked to all the boys and basically said, like, I'm going to make it my way. He did. You know, it's one of those things where when guys kind of set out to do something and then they do it, that's when it becomes more believable. So when he came to WrestlePro to wrestle Pat Buck, it was one of those things where, like, okay, let's see what they got. Let's see if he's able to adjust. And he did. And he did very well, you know. So and now all of a sudden he's everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, he is wrestling all over the place.
Absolutely.
Defending championships now, like, he's made a name for himself quite quickly on the independent scene. So yeah, it's a really cool thing to see a lot of these guys like Cody and like Ryback make this transition into independent wrestling and really embrace what it's all about.